Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. We're live every day at 10 o'clock, or you can hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation or if you have a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you want to keep that number handy because we have a couple of giveaways today. We'll be giving away a two-topping pizza in the next 20-minute segment. And then a little later in the show, we'll be giving away some sandwiches and salads just in time for lunch today. So keep 639-0008 handy. We'll be giving those away shortly. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is masculine pursuits. Each of my guests falls into one of three categories: beer, football, or women. My first guest is an entrepreneur opening Ventura County's first brewery to bottle its own microbrew beer. We'll discuss why the world needs another beer brand and what makes his beer so special. My second guest turned a remarkable career in sports and to a second career as an author and a motivational speaker. Best known for his 31 years as an NFL referee, we'll discuss the lessons he learned on and off the field from his book, It's the Will, Not the Skill. My third guest is a former Playboy model who hobnobbed with Hugh Hefner and other celebrities. We'll relive the 70s through her memoir, Playboy, Celebrities, and Me in the Swinging 70s. And if you want to call in and ask a question, or if you want to call in and win that pizza, we'll give away a pizza to the third caller right now at 639-0008. Call in and win. It's a two-topping medium pizza from Cordello's Pizza here in Ventura, 1700 East Thompson Boulevard. Be the third caller, 639-0008, and the pizza is yours. My first guest, Bill Riegler, is the general manager of Ventura Surf Brewery, located at 4561 Market Street here in Ventura. Bill formerly had a career in chemical marketing and sales before starting the brewery. The Surf Brewery team is made up of six friends, though Bill is the only full-time partner at this point. Bill is interested in helping put Ventura on the map as a beer destination by opening up Ventura's Surf Brewery, the only craft microbrew bottling their own beer here in Ventura County. Welcome to the show, Bill. How are you today? Well, thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Microbrew, beer. I mean, it's a perfect man subject for Friday. But let's jump into it, because the world has all kinds of beers, and it's a challenging marketing world out there for beers. There's really only one national brewer left in the United States that is American-owned, and that's Sam Adams Beer that has national distribution.
That's right, yes.
Anheuser-Busch is owned by InBev out of Belgium. Miller Beer is owned by South African Brewery. And Coors is now owned by Molson from Canada. So really, that just leaves us one national beer. These guys are giants, though. I mean, they've got huge marketing budgets. They've got distribution. It just goes on and on and on. Beer marketing is well established at football games, baseball games, and so forth. How can a smaller regional brand like yours compete in a marketplace with giants like Budweiser and Miller?
Well, it's really all comes down to taste. And we're not trying to compete with those guys. Those guys have... their market for people that want kind of the lighter taste, the easygoing drinking taste. What the craft beer industry has done in the past 20, 30 years is kind of what a Starbucks did with coffee, right? Getting people to really get the bolder taste of flavors and getting different tastes and flavors. And now people like their coffee, demand more taste, more flavor. And that's what the craft beer industry is giving them.
All right. Now, what do you mean by craft beer industry?
So craft beer, there are 1,700 microbreweries or breweries in the U.S. You mentioned the one national one. All the other guys are smaller. And craft, I mean, somebody's given that a definition. I forget, it's something like 2 million barrels a year. But essentially, it's a smaller guy, somebody that really focuses on the quality and the taste of the beer as opposed to just, you know, mass production.
Now, 2 million barrels a year sounds like a pretty big quantity of beer. So help put that into perspective. That, you say, constitutes a small brewer. How many barrels of beer would a large brewer like a Budweiser put out with their four plants here in the United States?
Yeah, they might put out that much in a week.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, substantially different. In the U.S., 95% of the beer purchased, drunk, is from the big guys. Only 5% is from these craft beers, these you know, 1,700 microbreweries in the U.S. Amazing small number.
That is an amazingly small number, but on the flip side, it means great opportunity for you. If you can convert a Miller or a Bud drinker to your craft beer, you've pretty much got them alive.
Correct.
All right, so help me to understand, Bill, what makes your beer different from these others? You say it's taste, but taste is so many different things, and my taste buds are probably different than your taste buds. So talk to me about what differentiates your beer from, say, Bud.
Yeah, the craft beer industry, which really got going in the 80s, switched to more quality barley. Typically went from a six-row barley to a two-row, which has a little more flavor to it. You add in more specialty malts to give it more flavor. You add more hops, which is the bittering agent in beer, which added more flavor. It's just a taste bud sensation. I mean, you're really just tasting, you know, a lot more.
Whoa. I'm going to have to stop you here, Bill, because you've got hops, you've got two-row hops and four-row. I mean, it's making me crazy here. This sounds like a lot of marketing stuff, because when I hear Budweiser, they talk about beechwood aging. Let's see, other processes that are out there. Help us cut through the hype. What does that mean? What does cold filtering for Coors mean? How is that different from what you're talking about here?
Now, I'm not an expert on their beer-making process, and don't try to be. I try to just kind of, you know, my history is home brewing, tasting craft beer primarily, and now opening a brewery. But certainly, I mean, there's four basic ingredients to making beer. There's water, there's grain, malted grain, there's hops, and there's yeast. That's it. Using different quality, different flavors to make the beer. That's how you get
and that's how you get the different variations in taste. My guest is Bill Riegler. He is the general manager of Ventura Surf Brewery. And Bill, I should tell you that actually your name and your company was given to me by a listener. So you've had some listener demand out there for it. But before we get into your brewery and where you're located here in Ventura, I want to ask you about your background. Tell us a little bit about you. How did you come to become the master brewer at Ventura Surf Brewery?
Well, just first off, so I'm not the master brewer.
You're not.
We
the
actually have a head brewer.
I see.
That makes the beer. I'm kind of the behind the scenes guy, the general manager that keeps the business coordinated.
Got it. I see.
But my background, I went to high school here in Ventura, went to college at UC Santa Barbara, majored in chemistry, and enjoyed beer in college. I will admit, I was a big beer fan. But really, got into the tastier beers that just had more flavor. So even in the 80s, I was into the craft beer. I started home brewing as a hobby, which is a fairly popular hobby, making my own beer, mainly because you couldn't get the craft beer as easily back in the 80s. And then over the years, you know, continued to just enjoy beer, got into the chemical industry for 25 years, traveled literally around the world with that industry. Moved back to Ventura about 8 to 9 years ago, and I thought, you know, I'm doing a lot of traveling. I like to stay a little closer to home. Ventura is such a beautiful spot. I've always had the back of my head to do something on my own, entrepreneurially, and just the moment presented itself, and You know, as they say, the rest is history.
The rest is history. My guest is Bill Riegler. So, Bill, obviously your background in chemistry and your degree and your background in sales and chemistry, that is important to you. It helped you in the beer industry. Give us an idea of how beer is made, not the nitty-gritty details, but how long does it take to brew a batch of beer? How many barrels can you pump out in a day, a week, a year, whatever it is? Just sort of give us a glimpse behind the curtain.
So our facility has the capability to make a 15-barrel. That's 450 gallons of beer at a time. A batch will take about a day. It's about a 10-hour day for our head brewer. It's not a light duty thing. But it also would take somebody that same time to make a 30-barrel batch, to make a 100-barrel batch. You make a batch of beer, then you transfer to a fermenter where you add the yeast to. And the yeast does the job. It changes the sugars into alcohol and creates your beer. That sits for about a week for most of your ale beers. And then you're ready to keg it and ready to go. So the whole process might take, a week to 2 weeks.
1 week to 2 weeks
a beer.
To get your beer. Now, out of that, you have 15 barrels of beer. So that would either go into kegs, it would go into bottles,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. Bill, are you a localvore? Are you trying to use as many local ingredients as you can? Or is that even possible with beer?
That's the thing. It's not possible. Yeah. The water, of course, you can use that. That's easy. That's local. The grain, not possible to get local. The hops... right now, it's not easy even to get any hops. We had to go to Southern Hemisphere, to Australia and New Zealand, to get some of our hops for some of our beers.
Are we having a hop shortage that we're not aware of?
A little hop shortage, yeah. Because the craft beer industry is doing so well. Numbers I heard recently, it's growing about 17% this year.
Wow.
And so that has put a hold on some of the hops grown primarily in the Pacific Northwest. And new brewers like ourselves are the last guys on the list to get allocations or things like that.
That makes some sense. My guest is Bill Riegler, who's just opened up Ventura Surf Brewery. So give us an idea, Bill, what it's like to open up a brewery to actually start it. I mean, what were some of the challenges getting a business license and permits here in Ventura, the regulatory requirements? Are you inspected by the FDA because you're a quote-unquote food product? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, probably the hardest thing I've ever been involved with, both
really?
Mentally and physically, yeah, to be quite honest with you. Not an easy thing, I think, just to start a business in general. So I really wouldn't say it had to be the brewery and the aspects with that that made it difficult. Just opening a new business was difficult. But there are alcohol, very regulated industry, the Tobacco and Trade Bureau, part of the federal government, is a big part of regulatory that. A lot of paperwork, a lot of forms. California has their own regulatory agency. The alcohol beverage agency. So there you got to go through, different hoops for that. But it wasn't, it was just a lot of work. It wasn't like there were barriers to do that. So, if you were organized and kind of went through the steps, you were able to get through it.
Well, I want to stop you right there because it's very important that we inspect our food products. I have no quarrel with that. But just in the discussion that we had there, that sounds like an awful lot of regulation for a new business. It almost sounds like, not that it stifled you, and you said that it didn't stifle you, but it does sound like a lot of red tape, a lot of things to go through just to get a business going. What are your thoughts on that?
For the entrepreneurial, it's a challenge. It's a challenge out there. There are a lot of hurdles and very difficult. But at the same time, it can be done. A lot of people have done it. A brewery is really no different in that regard. Can be done. A lot of breweries in the area. San Diego has probably 30 or 40 of them, like us. Central Coast, we're much more limited. In Ventura County, we really didn't have any packaged brewery, somebody that both kegged and bottled. In the whole county. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, that
when you
is.
Look at something like compared to San Diego County.
Well, for a county of our size and our affluence, I'm surprised. But I'm glad that you're filling a niche. My guest is Bill Riegler. Talk to me then about going and actually leasing space in the building that you're in today. I mean, how did you go and explain this to your landlord, Bill?
That was the hardest thing that we had to do, was to find a building, which you would think in this economy – landlords would be lining up. And I mean, we had good financial position. We had big cash pot to pull from. But you go in and talk about, I want to rip up your floor and put some drains in there. I want to be in your building for a minimum of 5 years, probably more like 10 years. We're going to make beer. We're going to manufacture something. So it kind of has the odor of a bakery. A lot of people, said no. A lot of people, they wanted somebody to come here in there that literally weren't going to do anything. They wanted, a cotton ball company, something. Just wouldn't do anything. And, not possible what we were trying to do.
No, and the bakery smell that you're referring to, that comes from the yeast that's made in the manufacturing process.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Beer, you got grain, you got yeast. So, yeah, very similar. It's a great odor to us beer lovers. It's a fantastic odor, but even to the average person, it's not a bad odor. It only happens during a couple hours of the brewing process.
I see. All right. So you get past the landlord. You get on board. You find a landlord that's willing to lease you some space for 5 or 10 years that you need. What about the build-out? Was there any special build-out that you needed to do because this is a brewery, giant stainless steel vats and bottling equipment and things like that?
Yes. That was another challenge. So that took us, when we rented got into the building, which was last September, it took us 9 months until we opened, and it was all build out, all leasehold improvements.
Wow.
We had to cut the floors up and put drains in. We had to bring in gas lines to the building. We had to add more electricity to the building. We had to add a walk-in cooler and put things up on the roof for cooling. Then the tanks you mentioned. We had, what do we have? I think 7, 8 1,000-pound stainless steel tanks that had to be brought in through the back door, lifted upright, which was a challenge. We had some local rigger friends that helped us out with that. And it just took a long time to do all that.
Yeah.
A real long time.
It sounds it. My guest is Bill Riegler. Ventura Surf Brewer Company is what we're talking about today. Now you're in business, though, so all of that's behind you. Big sigh of relief. What would a customer expect? What sort of experience would they expect if they came to your brewery right now?
So, we had traveled around and visited a lot of different breweries, and there were a couple things we wanted to do differently that we had seen that we would have, cost. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why breweries do certain things. A cost is a major one. But we wanted to make sure that we had a large enough tasting room where people could come in. People like to come to the brewery, like to have a tasting on site. So we wanted to have space for that. We have room for about 70 people, really 60 people can sit down at a table. And come in and taste the beers. We offer different samplers. We have what we call a short board. So our theme is surf. Some of us surf. We're in Ventura, so we use the surfing theme. We have a short board, which holds 4 5-ounce samplers. Then we have a 10-sample board called the long board, or the SUP, the stand-up paddle board, a giant board holding 10 samples. They can taste them, a small little sample that way, or they can also buy a pint of their favorite. And then what's an interesting thing that's allowed in breweries is you can get what's called a growler to go. It's a half a gallon of beer, normally a glass jug, that you can take to go. Only can get that in a brewery.
A growler to go.
A growler to go, yes.
Now, do you serve food, Bill, in addition to the beer?
We don't serve food, and we did that on purpose. I've seen too many places maybe get distracted by the food. Food's very... your staff quadruples, the health department who is involved with us is just that much more. Finding recipes, margins, just so many things that the food is much more challenging. None of us had food experience. So we said, let's just keep it simple, stick with what we want and what we know. We do allow people to bring food into the brewery, which is novel.
Yeah.
Although a lot of other breweries do that. So people are bringing in food. They're going to local restaurants, supporting local economy. We're recently hooked up with some local Ventura-based food trucks that come Friday night, Saturday night. They come, and people are able to, get their food there, bring it back into the brewery, and drink their beer.
Brilliant.
Everybody's happy.
Brilliant. My guest has been Bill Riegler. He is the general manager of Ventura Surf Brewery right here in town. Bill, if people are intrigued by what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the brewery, where would you direct them to go?
Our website. It's got everything on there, surfbrewery.com.
Surfbrewery.com. And if they want to come and actually visit you tonight, being Friday night, where would you have them go?
Our address is 4561 Market Street, Suite A in Ventura. We reference ourselves in Ventura. I don't know if it's such the best reference, but we're two blocks east of the DMV in Ventura.
No, it's not a good reference, especially drinking and driving, yes, but I get it. All right, Bill Riegler has been my guest and we're brainstorming. Thank you so much for being my special guest, Bill. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.